you know what, we just keep talking to him about playing faster and faster every day and working to get better, you know. Starts with his technique and fundamentals, his alignments and things like that, and just playing fast and don't worry about making mistakes. And, you know, he played fast today in practice, I thought. You know, it's just it's a daily process with all these guys. You know, just trying to find ways to improve every time out, whether it's practice or a game. And so I'm excited to see these guys. They're going to get a lot of reps in this game. So he did some good things. He was in the backfield at the end. He ran well. He got some pressure on the quarterback. He did a nice job reading the screen. He did a good job in the run game on a couple of plays. So there was some bright spots for him in that last outing. Yeah, everything. I mean, we're a work in progress. I mean, we talk about getting better, you know, each and every day. I mean, it's just a constant push to try to improve and get better, you know, individually and then as a unit. And it could be, I mean, it's technique and fundamentals, understand the scheme a little bit better. It could be run fits. It could be pass defense. I mean, we're just constantly trying to get better because if you don't do that, then you're going to be in trouble. I mean, everyone in the league is doing the same thing every day, trying to get better, trying to prepare. So we're no different. Well, we need them both. They're both good players for us, and we're going to use them the best way we can to win games and to play winning football. And so whatever those roles will be, you know, we'll see. They'll be defined daily for those guys, and it's a constant challenge for us as a defense to get better each and every position, each and every day. And then the roles will be defined as we go, and there's nothing set in stone. But like I've told you before, we need them both to play at a high level. The takeaway is our pressures complement our base. They complement each other. We'll pressure on our terms, and we'll play whatever game we need to play that week. And so we need to be proficient in every pressure, you know, against the run and against the pass. Same thing in our base defense. And so we don't favor one over the other. It's just whatever we feel like we want to do or need to do. It was good to get him some work, and he wanted to get some work. He got some work, and he looked good doing it. And he was able to get in there and then get out. So we need to have a strong rotation in our front. That's one of the positions where you definitely need to have, you know, multiple guys that you want to keep guys fresh. You know, that's a tough position to play, and you want them playing with a high motor. And in order to do that, you have to have a rotation. Well, guys have stepped up. You know, Nate Collins has done a nice job in there. And then I think you saw Zach Minner. He got some reps in there early with those guys, and so that was good to see. And you know, so we'll keep working those guys in there, and it's going to be interesting to see how it shakes out this week. Guys are going to play a lot of snaps, and that's always a challenge for those guys. And so we're looking forward to seeing that. We're going to get them ready. We'll get them ready, and give them a chance to get lined up and play good football for us. You know, someone's going to start out there. We'll trot some guys out there, but we talk to these guys. You know, every time we go into a preseason game, we want to play winning football with whoever's in the game at whatever point in the game it is. And so, you know, that's the approach that we're taking. Whoever's out there is expected to play at a high level, expected to know what to do, execute an assignment, do it fast, do it physical, do it smart. And so, you know, that's what it'll be this week.